Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Edgar and Chelsea, mornings.
Amp Radio.
Before we begin, I'd like to thank God for giving us the opportunity to do what we love in the City of Angels. Good morning, you made it to Friday, and I don't like it, I love it. Nelson, please tell us, what time is it?
It's party, let's go to party time.
All right, let's go to party time.
Let's do it.
6:08 in the morning. I don't know if you guys have heard, but there's this show tomorrow called Weekend Survive. Finally, it is here.
Oh my gosh, so excited.
We have important details in regards to what time the doors open, what time the first big act goes up. Ooh. We have it all for you right now. And your last chance to win sold out upfront tickets is all day today with us. All right, so just make sure you stay tuned. Good morning, Chelsea.
Good morning.
Good morning, Crystal B.
Great morning.
Good morning, Senorita Tamara.
Good morning.
Hit us up on social media at 97.1 Amp Radio. Good morning, DJ Majestic.
Good morning.
Good morning, Angel on the phone booth. You can call in at 877-971-HITS. All right, so doors open tomorrow at the Hollywood Bowl at 4:30 p.m.
Mm-hmm, dope.
And this is not one of those shows that you're going to want to be fashionably late for. You know that one friend that always makes you late.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, tell them right now. Like, I need you at the Hollywood Bowl tonight.
Yeah.
Like,
camp early.
Out. Just do it.
Work it out. Pretend like Apple's releasing a new phone and you're camping outside of the store.
Well, I think that's the thing about this show is that there's no opening acts. Like, everyone is a headliner.
Absolutely.
The first act tomorrow is the Jonas Brothers.
At 6 p.m.
Damn.
Jonas Brothers at 6 p.m. Mm-hmm. Did you hear that? 6 p.m.
And also, there's going to be traffic. This is Los Angeles. There's going to be traffic. So prepare for that.
Oh, yeah.
You already know. Like, just give yourself enough time. Go to the restroom. Get some selfies.
Yeah.
Get your drinks because you know you're going to want some.
Yeah.
Chill out.
Get your pregame on. Whatever you got to do, but be there by 4:30 p.m. Doors are opening at that time. Can't wait to party with you guys. Chelsea, who are you most excited to see tomorrow?
I feel like I keep going through the emotions of, like, I'm one day I'm excited for this person, one day I'm excited for this one. I feel like right now in this moment, Billie Eilish. And
okay.
I'll say I saw her, I've seen her a couple times live. Specifically, the Coachella performance stands out. And mm-hmm. I went back the second weekend specifically to see her and Lizzo, to be honest. But, like, when she first comes out, and she usually plays bad guy, like, just, it's like chills all over your body. Mm. She is incredible. The way she just, like, captivates an audience.
Yeah.
She's amazing. And I haven't seen her. I saw her when she came here, a couple months ago. But I'm so excited for her. And Camila Cabello, I've known her for
it's
years.
Gonna be amazing.
And I'm so excited to see her. Crossing my fingers.
Yeah.
We have a Shawn Mendes appearance. Ooh. That's not confirmed. Ooh. Don't hold me to
I
it.
I hope so, though.
But
Chelsea
I can
said
see
so.
It. I know.
She pulled it.
That'd be bad.
If anybody sees Shawn Mendes just cruising around LA or Hollywood, just grab him.
Right.
Yeah.
Bring him to the Hollywood Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
We'll deal with the legal situation behind that.
That's right.
Play. I'm excited for Lizzo.
Yeah.
Yes.
I was just talking to Nicole Alvarez from K-Rock yesterday, and she said she just saw her perform at Austin City Limits,
mm-hmm.
which is a huge festival out there.
Massive.
Over 100,000 people. And she said this was the first time seeing her in that kind of situation. And she said it was a spiritual experience. The energy that she felt. She's like, Edgar, all the other stages, like, they had stuff going on,
mm-hmm.
were empty.
Yeah.
Everybody rushed over to see Lizzo. Over 100,000 people. So imagine that at the Hollywood Bowl. 18,000, the vibe, energy.
Oh my gosh.
Crystal B, who's it for you?
It's Becky G.
Yeah.
I love Becky G. I've known Becky G for a hot minute, but Becky G is LA.
Yeah.
All
like
the way.
Becky G is Los Angeles. So for her to be at the Hollywood Bowl, I know she's going to bring energy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
She's had a great week too. She's nominated for the Latin AMAs. She's dropping her album very soon.
Yeah.
She had a party for it last night.
Yeah.
Amazing. So I feel she's just like on a high. And then she's going to be at We Can Survive. I'm like, get it, girl. It just makes me so proud of her.
Yeah.
This got to feel amazing, right? Last night, Latin AMAs.
Yes.
You watched on Telemundo 52, if you caught that. And then now We Can Survive Saturday night.
So good.
She's so awesome. I'm down to see Camila Cabello bust out some of that salsa.
Yes.
All those moves, that ritmo, that sabor.
I'm
so excited, right? So we have your tickets today. Stay tuned.
Edgar and Chelsea, mornings.
Amp Radio.
Thanks for hanging out with us. Edgar, Chelsea, Crystal B.
Hey.
Can you guess what I found at the nail salon yesterday on my seat before I was about to get my pedi did.
No, I can't.
Can I take a guess?
Yes, please take
no
a guess.
I have no clue, but I'm just, it seems weird. A used pregnancy test.
Ooh, that's a good guess.
Well, he's like, it's something weird, so I'm just trying to think weird stuff.
I was going
to
go in that realm, but I was going to say like a tampon?
Oh!
I don't know. I don't know. I mean, that's where my head went.
This is grimy.
A condom? I don't know.
Oh my God.
Come on.
A used one. Anything used is more gross.
All used.
All used.
What kind of nail salon do y'all think I go to?
Okay.
Well, that's where I was going to end it. Like, you need a new nail salon. Whatever it is, you need to go to another one.
Yo, but that does remind me, side note, before I reveal what happened to me yesterday. Mm-hmm. This is a true story. A San Antonio woman is actually suing the San Antonio Police Department because a cop pulled her tampon out.
What?
Okay.
While frisking for her in trying to find drugs.
Oh my God.
Can you imagine? This is how we're starting this morning.
Wow.
Like, it's Friday, yo.
Yeah.
We gotta start like this.
Lighten things up.
Come
a bit.
On.
I'm on this date with my wife yesterday, and it's just every once in a while during the week, we like to take about an hour and a half to two just to ourselves.
Mm-hmm. So cute.
Give her a break from our two daughters. And so we're going there. She's about to get a mani. I'm about to get a pedi. And it's a decent nail salon, all right?
Okay.
And I'm about to roll up to the chair. There's maybe like four other clients in there, but there's like maybe like six ladies working.
Okay.
And I look at my seat and I'm like, no way. And I'm looking around like a condom is just chilling on the chair.
Not used.
Wrapped.
A new condom.
Okay.
Unwrapped, unopened condom.
That's
thank
insane.
God.
Yes.
Thank God.
You're like, what happened in this chair?
Although, would you be opposed maybe while getting a pedi?
Wait,
that's
what?
Gross.
No, Edgar. Come on.
Moving
that's
right
really
along.
Gross.
Moving right along. So I'm like, what do I do in that situation? Do I just kind of like brush it off?
Yeah.
Do I tell the lady?
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like, first I tell Janet, I'm like, babe. And she's like, what the hell? She's like, what's going on? And then the lady comes over. She's like, what's going on? And I'm like, hey, there's a condom on my chair. I was like, does that come with the pedi that I'm about to get? Or is that part of the package? And she literally, her jaw dropped, guys. She grabbed it with her hands and then pulled it up like it was like some something up in the air. Like she didn't want to feel it. And then all the ladies looked over at her. And then she was like, who? Who?
Oh my God.
Who? They just kept saying who?
Calling like, people out.
Who would do this?
And like it's someone's going to raise their hand. Come on.
Because they started saying names of their clients.
Like, wow.
Like going through their mind, like who would leave a condom here that would drop off, you know, out of their purse or their pocket? And then one lady said, Kathy.
Oh, it's always Kathy.
Wow. Kathy's dirty. But I'm like, that's dope. I want to go to your nail salon. Like, yeah, you're giving away condoms like that. Like, thank you. Like, I want to need this girl. You could have it. Next girl who sits here got a condom for the weekend.
Imagine if that became a thing, paying it forward. Just
that's
leaving
amazing,
a condom
right?
Wherever you sit down. Restaurants, anywhere you go at We Can't Survive.
Yeah.
Oh, gosh.
Just pay it forward. You know what? Safety first, baby. Let's go. So anyways, if y'all want to know that address at nail salon, I'll let you know.
I
text
go.
Me. 877-971-HITS. But the ladies were so devastated, guys.
Oh,
they
God.
Kept apologizing, but they still charge me full price. Appreciate you.
Edgar and Chelsea, mornings.
Amp Radio.
OMG.
What?
So that we can survive is tomorrow.
Yes. Like, totally.
Totally, totally. Hey, guys, please don't be late.
Mm-mm.
Doors open at 4:30 at the Hollywood Bowl because every artist is a headliner. Jonas Brothers are going up to kick off the show at 6 p.m.
Wild.
So don't be on late Tino time, or don't be on LA time, or don't be that person like, oh man, there's so much traffic.
No. Like, duh, there is going to be a lot of traffic. We know this.
All right, and we got your last chance to win sold out upfront tickets today. So stay tuned for your chance to win that. But right about now, New Music Fridays.
Ooh.
Edgar, Chelsea, Crystal B about to tell you if we like it or we love it. Chelsea, take it away.
All right, we have to kick off New Music Friday with the biggest release of the week, and that has to be Kylie Jenner Rise and Shine Remix.
Rise and Shine.
I feel like I'm in Ibiza, in Barcelona.
It sounds like bad Euro, like EDM. It's terrible.
I kind of love it.
Yes,
I'm kind of into it.
Of course you do, Chelsea.
Adding it to my playlist.
Oh, no.
Okay, you're going to learn to love it. Okay.
Chelsea's fine. Like, she needs to be a Coachella.
I know, right?
Oh, no.
Okay. All right, moving on. G-Eazy dropped his new EP, Scary Nights, last night. And one of the songs specifically is getting a lot of buzz. It's his collab with Gunna, a song called I Wanna Rock. And it's getting buzzed because he definitely throws some shade at Halsey, his ex-girlfriend.
All right. I'm a Gemini, not a one hit wonder. This is why I'm hot. No limit, all I got is me, myself, and I. When I said it's her and I, that shit was a lie.
I wanna rock. Wanna finna let the rock bass drop. If you feel better, you can hit me then. If you feel better, you can hit me then. You know what's interesting about this song is that it actually leaked a couple months ago, and on the original track, Logic was on it, and he's no longer on it. So it's kind of interesting. It's one of those things where you're like, oh, good wonder
move,
why.
Good move to get Gunna on set.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's dope. Yeah, it is dope. Yeah.
Chelsea, like or love?
You know, I got to back up my girl Halsey.
Oh,
I'm going to say just like, because I'm sticking with Halsey
on this one.
Cool.
Crystal V.
I feel bad.
I'm going to say I love it. I got to back up my guy G. I love Gerald. Gerald is amazing. And this is why I love it. Hip hop is about throwing shade. And he did this. And I know who Halsey is. She's going to fire back, which makes me excited.
Sure.
Like, I love this about hip hop, like where people throw lines at each other. All right, you got that. I'm going to give you another one. And I'm excited to see what she says back. Like, it's just, it's fire.
Well, he's definitely confirming that he cheated on her in that line.
Okay. Yeah, he said he lied
and
about that.
Also, his current girlfriend is probably really happy about it.
Hey.
Like, yeah, babe, throw that shade. Mm-hmm.
There you go.
That was a lie.
I'm loving it, man. Anytime you're speaking some truth and releasing some tea, I'm down.
Yes.
What's the next song, Chels?
All right, Bebe Rexha released the theme song to Disney's Maleficent, Mistress of Evil. It's cool. It's a super, like, female empowerment song all about kind of, like, dreaming big. So here it is. She's taking us by storm.
Stop the girl. They're trying to take our voices.
I would say for me, I definitely like this, or I love the song.
You love it. Wait, which one is it, Chelsea?
I love it. You threw me off because I thought
like, you're not sure.
Be honest.
I have to say, I think I love it because I think I love it. So it's like a step above like.
You want to hear it again?
No. I think it's like for a Friday, it's kind of like chill, you know? I kind of want to get turned up, but
Chelsea wants this all day.
Oh my God. Kylie, that's for sure. No, I love that Bebe is in such a cool place right now, and this is like such a big song for her to be sing the theme song of a Disney movie is huge. So fully support her, fully support the song.
I love it for the movie. Like, it's a great Maleficent Disney movie, and I think it's awesome for her. And her voice is just so unique all the time. Mm-hmm. Like, anything she gets on sounds dope. It's just different.
I feel like Bebe Rexha is one of those artists that's, like, underrated. I really love her vocals. I love her writing, and I think it's an empowering song, so I'm always down for that. And I particularly love it because I'm a new dad, and I have two young girls.
Yeah.
And it's empowering,
such
and I love
message.
That message. And number two, for those of you that are parents or even those of you that have ever taken care of your little cousins or little brothers and sisters, I hope this song becomes as big as Frozen with Let It Go.
Yeah.
Because those songs, although they're annoying as hell because your kids play them over and over again, they're like tranquilizers.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like your kids wilding out in the car or at a restaurant and all of a sudden you're like, hold up. She's taking those bass on. And they just calm down.
Yeah.
So that's why I love it.
Oh, that's cute.
Yeah, good times.
The Remix Battle. With Edgar and Chelsea.
97.1 Amp Radio.
Your chance to ruin DJ Majestic's birthday weekend.
Aww.
It's foul.
By beating him today.
That's a bad way to look at it. Come on. It's too negative.
And win 4 tickets to Universal Studios Halloween Horror Nights by guessing the name of the remix song based only on the lyrics. Don't get swayed by the beats. That is a different song, all right? Let's go to the phone lines. You're going to be able to compete, DJ Majestic versus Blanca from Inglewood. Good morning.
Inglewood is in the house.
Oh my gosh, I am obsessed
Inglewood
with you.
Inglewood and up to no good. You can tell by your voice, okay?
Ready.
About to ruin DJ Majestic's birthday.
Yeah, all right. I hear it.
DJ Majestic's record this week is 2-2, so this is the tiebreaker for you, Val. Blanca, why do you believe you can beat DJ Majestic?
Well, it's Friday. And we just have the vibe. We have them. Yeah, it's me and my kids. We got those
vibes.
Vibe. We want to go. We really, really want to go get scary at those haunted houses.
Yeah. So there you go.
All right. Hang tight. We got Diana from U.S. hometown of Santa Ana trying to jack your tickets. If you get it wrong, she will automatically get them. Diana, what do you want to say to Blanca from Inglewood?
Good luck, Blanca, but I think DJ Majestic got this. It's his birthday weekend, so we'll see how it goes.
That's it right there.
Birthday luck.
It's going down. All right, what's the name of this song based only on the lyrics, all right? Only on the lyrics. Here we go.
I'm still thinking about things you do. So I don't wanna be alone tonight, alone tonight, alone tonight. Can you fight the fight? I need somebody who can take control.
All right, Blanca from Inglewood and the Squad. What is the name of that song based only on the lyrics?
Dancing with a Stranger, Sam Smith.
Yes, I know it's that one.
Oh, my gosh.
All right, judges.
Oh, my gosh.
Manly-ass voice up in there.
That is so different.
I was like, Blanca. Turned into Blanco. Benny Blanco.
Oh, my God. Is that my son and my daughter here?
All right, here we go. Is it right or wrong? That is correct.
You're going to do me like that on my birthday?
Oh, my gosh. Blanca is hilarious.
Oh, my God.
They're turning up.
I just want to, like, be quiet and listen to her.
I know. I love it. I want to be in her car right now.
Seriously.
Turning up, party with Blanca.
We had to pull over. We're, like, so excited. Oh, my God. And I cannot believe you're Pioline's brother. I knew it.
Oh, my gosh.
I knew it.
Yes, Pioline, who's a legend in Spanish radio, is my brother. She's like, I knew that, too.
And they look alike. If you haven't seen Edgar, you need to go to his Instagram.
Eyebrows. It was all about the eyebrows.
Like, I will talk some more off the air. I appreciate you guys saying that I look like my brother Pioline. His nickname on Spanish radio is El Cara de Perro. The dog face.
Oh, no.
The Chelsea Report.
So it's a fact that the Kylie Jenner Rise and Shine meme has literally taken over the internet.
Yes.
There are thousands of memes. Ariana Grande even covered it. And now it's even been remixed.
Rise and Shine.
There it is.
Rise and Shine.
Okay, Crystal B, I see you dancing to it right over there.
Shoulder work?
I know.
It might be growing on me.
It's totally.
Just a little bit.
Low key between you guys. Off the air, she's been singing it under her breath.
I know.
Rise and shine. Add me to it.
Well, this is adorable. Kylie posted a video of her daughter Stormy dancing to the remix. But then it's funny because she actually like expresses how she feels about Kylie's vocals. Here it is.
Yes. No, baby, that's mommy. Mommy's singing.
Daddy sing.
Oh, you want daddy singing?
Yeah.
I'm not good enough?
Daddy sing.
Oh, so
okay,
cute.
Okay.
Oh, my ovaries.
You gotta love it. Kids are honest as hell. They're like, yo, the song's dope, mom. It's like she's on the seat at The Voice or something.
Yeah.
Like, that's a dope song, but it'd be better with my dad Travis on.
Yeah, totally.
But why isn't dad doing it, mom? Like, for real? No.
It's so funny, though, because you know that's what she's just used to, is seeing her dad be the one singing.
Singing.
She posted another video earlier this week, too, of her watching her dad on stage and, like, dancing to it.
Aww.
It's just so cute.
It's
adorable.
So cute.
Cody Simpson.
Yeah.
Better known as Miley's new boyfriend.
Yes.
Released his new song last night. It's called Golden Thing. And of course, it's inspired by his new love, Miley Cyrus. The single artwork itself is a pic of Miley. And he's pretty much saying through the lyrics that he's in love with her.
Oh my gosh.
Here it is.
Check it out.
A thousand thrills, a thousand chills, smoky eyes, pearly white. I'm high. It's a golden thing she's got.
For the record, Crystal B was not dancing to that one.
I was not. It's not a bad song, though. No. I'm just, what's behind it? Like, what are his real motives? Like, and why aren't Miley's friends and family telling her the same thing? Like, girl, he's in it for the fame.
You gotta give him props, though. They've been together, what, 2 days and he already wrote her a song?
I mean, that's talent, right? And the song isn't bad. Miley then also reposted it saying, my heart. So she's in it too, man. She's like falling hard for this guy.
Gotta give a big shout out to all you that are real ones. When I mean by real ones, the real partiers. No matter what is in your way, no matter the barrier, you won't miss a good party. not even an injury. And we got a fun fill-in-the-blank question for you this morning, inspired actually by Travis Scott's busted kneecap that he injured while performing. And usually when athletes have that situation happen to them, they're out for a whole year.
Yep. Oh, yeah.
But just days later, Travis Scott, as Chelsea put it, was found club hopping in crutches. You're like, I don't care if I'm injured. Yep. I'm still going to get this partying in, right?
I'm single now.
So call in, fill in the blank. Even though I was injured, the FOMO was so real, I could not miss blank event. All right, hit us up, 877-971-HITS. Maybe some of you are injured right now, but like no matter what, you're not going to miss our on our sold-out We Can't Survive tomorrow night. By the way, we have tickets for that at 9 a.m., so stay tuned. Chels, you're definitely a real one.
Yeah.
You're a party girl. So is Crystal B.
We both.
So I can't wait to hear your stories.
Yeah, I get real bad FOMO, so yes, that's a problem. So for me, I couldn't miss my 10th grade camp dance. So let me explain. So we did this thing in high school called 10th grade camp where you'd go away for a week with your whole class.
Yeah.
It was sort of like a team bonding thing. And like second day in, I woke up and like couldn't open my eye, my left eye. And it was to the point too where I like couldn't even go outside because my eye was really sensitive to light. So I didn't understand what was going on. So I went to the nurse and the nurse told me that somehow, some way I scratched my cornea.
Oh.
What?
Ouch.
Yeah. And so I had to wear a patch on my eye.
Yes,
and so they were like, okay, they patched me up and they're like, all right, we'll just send you home. Like, because I was in pain too.
Right.
And I was like, no, there's a dance at the end of the week.
And I'm
going to dance with Brett Burton, my crush. And so I stayed the rest of the week and ended up, you know, going to my dance.
What's homeboy's name?
Brett Burton.
Chelsea and Brett. OMG.
I had like the biggest crush on him all through middle school. And then the funny thing was I actually ended up going to prom with him my senior year. And he had a crush on me and I was like over it at that time. We were just friends.
Yeah.
But,
get it.
Yeah, so I couldn't miss that dance. And I did it with a patch on.
Yes.
Lots of pirate jokes.
Yeah,
I
bet.
Captain
Sexy pirate.
Briggs. Yeah, Captain Briggs.
Yeah, get that beat out the style. Looking good.
Yeah.
Crystal B, how about you, girl?
I was injured, but I had so much FOMO, I could not miss Coachella.
Relatable.
Like, yeah, you definitely cannot miss Coachella no matter what.
Uh-huh.
I was going to make sure I was there. I got into a snowboarding accident.
Ooh. Damn.
It was pretty bad. It was literally 7 days prior to Coachella, and I was like, I have 7 days to heal. It was my entire eyebrow, my left eyebrow, was wiped. Gone.
No way.
The snowboard hit me in the face. Yeah. Like, literally, my left eye wiped out
my
eyebrow.
Did you get stitches?
I had to get stitches in my eyebrow. I had no eyebrow hair. So I was like, I wonder if it could heal in a week. Of course it can't. It was like an open wound with stitches. So what I did was I cut Band-Aids because they're skin color.
Right.
Shaped it as an eyebrow, put it over the open wound because it was still open, and then drawed an eyebrow on the Band-Aid.
Stop.
See, that's when your East Los days came in handy, when you sharpied in your eyebrows. That's when it came through your Chola days.
Yo,
you feel me?
But literally, just imagine, I'm sitting at the kitchen table cutting out stencils of eyebrow shape, like trying to make good eyebrow shapes so I could fill in the Band-Aid.
So much respect for you, Crystal.
Dude, right, but now. I went and I looked back at those pictures,
yeah,
and you legit cannot even tell.
Really?
Like, I'm very proud of myself for that. And I had the best time.
Your eyebrows never looked so good.
Thank you so much.
You know what's interesting about both of you guys' stories?
What?
Both of you busted your left eyes.
That's funny.
Oh, that's
what does
true.
That mean?
Left eye pirates, yeah, right here.
We should look it up.
Sucker Jonas Brothers. They're going to be at our Sold Out We Can't Survive tomorrow, opening up at 6 p.m. So be there early. Call in with your stories, 877-971-HITS. Emily from Thousand Oaks, break it down.
A DJ Snake show at Encore Nightclub over the summer.
In Vegas, yeah.
Yeah, in Vegas. So we have been partying at Wet Republic, another pool party in Vegas that same day. We were pretty drunk. I don't know, as we were leaving, my friend fell, slipped at like near the pool.
Oof.
None of us really noticed. He went down pretty bad and he was pretty wasted. We went to get him up. He couldn't get up. All of us were pretty drunk. We didn't know what was going on. Someone else came over and tried to help us and told us that our friend's ankle was broken.
Wow.
Because it was kind of just
dangling. Yeah.
Wow. Yeah, it was like dangling.
I had that happen to me before, by the way. My toes were pointing backwards.
Oh, no, they were
my
not.
Gosh.
Soccer injury. Off season, Cal Poly Pomona. But go ahead. So what did you guys end up doing?
They had to rush into the hospital. He ended up breaking his bone in his ankle and he had to get surgery. They put like a rod or like a little metal piece and screws in his ankle and like leg area.
Wow.
And then he calls us asking what happened. We tell him, we're trying to take him back to the hotel. He's like, no, we have a table tonight. We have to drop to see DJ Snake. And I was like, are you serious? Like, you're on like morphine right now. Like, you're on, you can't go. And he's like, we're going. Yeah. So he had a wheelchair. We wheeled him through the club. We got to the table.
Whoa.
And he partied all night with us.
My man had a metal rod in his leg and screws and bolts. And he's like, I am not missing this party.
Yes. Yeah. Shout out to Diego.
Wow, Diego is a real MVP.
But you know, having a wheelchair in Vegas isn't the worst thing. Like, everyone has to move out the way. And the clubs are packed. So that's actually like best case for everyone that's with him.
Uh-huh. Skipping the lines and everything.
Yeah, you're full VIP.
And he's like, we do that every time we go to Vegas now. One of us pretends to be in a wheelchair and with a cast.
Uh-huh. Oh, and he had his crutches in the air. It was crazy.
Oh my gosh. Throw your crutches in the air.
Around like you just don't care.
Just like Travis Scott was. Yeah. Emily, love you. Thank you so much for calling in. We got to party with you and Diego at some point in time.
Yes, for sure.
Later. We all need a Diego in our lives.
Seriously.
Facts. Is that you, Chelsea? Are you Diego?
Yeah, I can be a Diego.
Soldier. Just ready for the party.
The Chelsea Report.
All right, I don't know if you guys saw this Lady Gaga video. It's gone viral. It's hard to watch. Last night, Gaga invited a male fan on stage with her at her Las Vegas show.
I just want to say, it's hard to watch the first time, but then it's not that hard to watch it over and over and over again after.
Is it horrible that like watching people fall is like really funny?
Only if they didn't get hurt.
No. I know.
So continue.
So basically, okay, so Lady Gaga invites this fan on stage with her. He decides to pick her up. She's into it because she straddles him. They're kind of like hopping around stage, dancing a little bit. You guys, they both straight up fall off stage.
Oh,
that's the fall. Right there. It looks brutal. It looks painful. I'll put the video up on our Instagram, 97.1 Amp Radio. But here's Gaga's reaction after the fall.
Everything's okay. Everything's okay. You all right? It's not your fault.
And it's like they tumbled. Uh-huh. So it looked like he landed on top of her. It looks like she was the bottom. The way that they landed.
Totally.
She got the worst part of it.
There's no way they broke the fall. She was totally straddling him.
Yeah.
And my man made such a rookie mistake.
What was that?
When a woman jumps on you and she's straddling you, you never stand up straight. And that was his mistake.
Yeah.
You always got to bend your knees a little bit in squat position.
When did I become the expert on this? All right.
I don't think you want to go into details.
Also, FYI, you don't have to do the motion. We don't need to see that at all. Anyways.
I'm just trying to avoid people tipping over
Moving on. Gaga's fine, so that's good. But literally, I was really impressed by how she just got up and like was so professional about it and kept going. I'm like, you had to be rattled, you know? It reminds me of like when I was younger in soccer and I'd get hit in the head with the ball. And you're just like, just keep going. But you know, you don't know what's going on around you.
So many things make sense now.
She's probably sore today. Hey, watch it. All right, exciting news for Selenators. This is exciting. Selena Gomez is gearing up to release new music. It's been a minute since we've seen anything from her. Last night, hashtag Selena is back was trending on Twitter because she's been releasing some cryptic posts. Mm-hmm. She released a video movie of like a theater sign with a line, I saw the signs and I ignored them, which maybe is a lyric from a song or of a song. She also posted a photo of herself looking up behind a wall of lace with the caption, rose-colored glasses all distorted. And then the big thing was that in Times Square yesterday, a billboard popped up for Amazon Music with the tagline, Alexa, follow Selena Gomez.
Okay.
So people are just
sneaky.
Excited. I'm hearing, because people thought maybe the drop was last night. It wasn't. So I'm hearing that it might be the next week, Tuesday.
Okay.
So keep an eye out for that date. Mark it on your calendars.
A little throwback, New Music Tuesday. Remember when New Music used to drop on Tuesdays?
Yeah. Good times.
She's keeping it. She's keeping it OG.
I like
the good old days.
That's all I have for the Chelsea Report. This report is brought to you by SDCCU. It's not big bank banking. It's better. For details, call 877-SDCCU for you, or you can visit SDCCU.com.
Thank you, Chelsea. All right. I see you guys calling in already. By the way, I see the caller ID. There's a legit taqueria calling in.
Oh, pretty nice food.
Shout out if you're working at Taqueria Zapotlanejo, and they're bumping 97.1 Amp Radio, all right?
Edgar and Chelsea, mornings.
Amp Radio.
Happy Friday. We're about to give one of the last pairs to our sold-out We Can't Survive concert going down
crazy.
Tomorrow, baby.
Why am I nervous?
Candace from Monrovia, good morning.
Good morning!
Why are you so excited?
I'm so excited to see everybody on the lineup. Lizzo, Billie Eilish, Taylor Swift, Jonas Brothers, Becky G, Marshmallow. This is a dream lineup. There's no one specific person.
Here's the thing. You didn't win the tickets.
Oh, I didn't? Oh, darn. Oh, okay. Well, I guess I'll try again at 12 o'clock.
Just play, Candace. You're the winner. Yeah.
Oh, how could you guys play me like that?
Did we almost give you a heart attack?
That was all Crystal B repping East Los right there.
Hey.
Hold on, Candace. We'll get you all the details off the air. See you tomorrow.
Okay, thank you.
Your next chance to win, like Candace said, is at 12 p.m. Hang tight. Yes.
Edgar and Chelsea, mornings.
Amp Radio.
Thank you so much for giving us another day to do what we love. Edgar, Chelsea, and Crystal B. By the way, happy Friday.
Oh, my gosh.
And
so happy.
It's payday.
Yes.
Oh, my gosh. You're right.
Thank goodness.
And I was worried for a minute.
It's the day before We Can Survive.
Sold out.
More tickets for you coming your way at 12 p.m., 3 p.m., and 6 p.m. today. So Kristen Limon's going to have them next. Mm-hmm. Then our homie Booker's going to come through this afternoon and hook you up with the last chance to win sold out up front. Seats to We Can Survive. Remember, doors open at 4:30.
Mm-hmm.
Jonas Brothers kick off at 6 p.m. Do not be late. So shout out for all you that work hard all week. You grind to be able to go to our events, to be able to have fun, especially if you work some weird ass job that you don't even like, but you just do it. You know what I'm saying? Because maybe it's the next stepping stone to what you really want to do. But speaking about jobs, I think this may be the ultimate most amazing job ever. And Crystal B's got this report.
Yes. So this is now an actual real job thanks to Snoop Dogg, who now has an employee just to roll his blunts.
What?
That's his J-O-B, his occupation. On his resume, it say, what do you do? I'm a blunt roller.
I roll professional blunt roller.
How does it...
So this is not only just, he just rolls blunt for Snoop Dogg. No, he gets paid $40,000 to $50,000 a year.
Hey, kill me.
Oh, my gosh.
And on top of that, on top of just the money, all expenses are paid for. So he travels with Snoop everywhere he goes. And Snoop travels everywhere. So this guy gets to travel the world.
That's wild.
Get paid, roll blunts, smoke as well, meet all of Snoop Dogg's famous friends. Like, he's literally the homie. Snoop is like, he's one of my best friends now.
He's living the life.
Yeah, he's like, he's literally one of my best friends because he goes everywhere with me.
That's
like, his wife doesn't even go everywhere with him, but the blunt roller does.
Do you think Snoop had tryouts for this or like interviews, like an actual job?
How does that work?
Do you put it to the test?
Do you put an ad in Craigslist? Like, what do you do?
Maybe, because it seemed like he was very serious about it.
Yeah.
Like, that is the right guy. He also said that he can sense when somebody in the room needs a blunt. Snoop literally said it. He said he knows and he'll just roll it and go hand it to you.
Like a blunt whisperer.
Yeah. Yes. And the guy just knows.
That's awesome. That's thank you for sharing that, Crystal.
It's amazing.
By the way, side note, no, we did not just smoke a blunt ourselves.
No. We had a little tequila, though. So,
potentially.
Yeah. I mean, may or may not.
Salud. We'll see you tomorrow at our Sold Out We Can't Survive. The lineup is up already on our social media at 97.1 Amp Radio. Thank you for hanging out with us. Love y'all.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.